The Youth's Instructor. December 3, 1896. Go work today in my vineyard. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first, and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not, but afterward he repented, and went. And he came to the second, and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, the first. Jesus saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not, but the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him. The sin of the Jews was a false pretension to godliness. While claiming to be obedient to the law of God, observing his institutions and requirements, they separated themselves from him by their wicked works. To the divine command, Go work today in my vineyard, they said, I go, sir. But they went not. They chose rather to follow their own impulses. While professing to be God's people, they were not disposed to obey his requirements. By their works they show that they did not mean what they said. How many today are saying in words that which they deny by their works? The Lord Jesus is saying to everyone, Go work today in my vineyard. Will you, like these, say, I go, sir? And then, notwithstanding your promise, follow your own inclinations? The Lord would not have us constantly anxious and worried, and praying that he shall love us. He has told us in his word, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Our life of obedience will testify of the love we bear him. The question Christ asks his disciples is not, what profession do you make? What are your words and sayings more than others? But, what do ye more than others? Words of profession are valued only as they are made true. Without sincerity and a determination on your part to do exactly as you have said, your promise of service is a falsehood. John said, He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Those who would do the will of God must be, in spirit and practice, obedient to all his requirements. By such obedience we make it manifest that we are doers of the word, that we are the children of God. He says to us, Go work today in my vineyard. He requires each to act his part in the careful cultivation of his vineyard. It is the purchased possession of Jesus Christ. He gave his precious life for it. All are required to qualify themselves for work, earnest, solemn, important work, to be living agencies in the Lord's hands to teach and help others to see and understand the commandments of God. He would have us seek to enlighten others, that they may not offend God by showing disrespect to any of his requirements. God does not excuse anyone from this work. He wants each one to labor today, not tomorrow. If we go at once in obedience to his call, tomorrow also will be spent in earnest work for him. Many will not say in words, I will not. But their attitude says this, and thus it is registered in the books of heaven. There is danger in delay. That soul whom you might have saved, that soul to whom you might have opened the scriptures, passes beyond your reach. Satan has prepared some net for his feet, and tomorrow he may be working out the plans of the archenemy of God. Why delay one day? Why not go to work at once? Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields. For they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Mrs. E. G. White.